Welcome to Atmospheric Intro Themes Masterclass for Pirate Radio Energy. This is advanced composition in Ableton Live for drum and bass, and the goal is simple. Build an intro that makes a DJ keep the volume up instead of skipping ahead. We're writing a 32 to 64 bar intro that feels like you're tuning a forbidden broadcast late at night. Mysterious, hyped, a little unstable, and then suddenly it locks in. The drop still needs to feel like a sledgehammer, so we're going to create identity and tension without spending the drop's energy too early. Before we touch anything, here's the story arc you're aiming for. First, tuning in. Noise, scanning, a distant atmosphere. Then, broadcast lock. Your theme motif and a tag or vocal moment. Then, pressure rise. More movement, more density, but still restrained. And finally, drop gate. A dramatic moment that opens the trapdoor into the drop. All right, open Ableton. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. You can go anywhere from 172 to 176, but pick one and commit. Now create five groups so you can think like an arranger, not like a loop builder. Make groups named Atmos, Fox/Radio, FX, Drum for Shadow, and Music Theme. Optional but highly recommended. Drop a reference track into an audio track, warp it, and set it aside. You're not copying it. You're just sanity checking intro length and energy curve. If your intro takes 2 minutes to do what the reference does in 45 seconds, you'll feel it immediately. Now, coach note before we build. Pick your broadcast identity early and stick to it. Decide what station you are. AM talk radio, number station, cassette dub, police scanner, pirate rave advert. That decision will stop you from throwing random plugins and layers at the intro. Consistent world beats more stuff. Step 1. Build the tuning embed in your Atmos group. Create a track called Drone Bed. This can be audio or an instrument, but sample-based drone is the fastest way to get authentic pirate vibe. Find a texture. Think vinyl noise, room tone, shortwave static, crowd murmur, rain on a window, train station ambience. Anything with life in it. Drop it in and set warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 70 to 120, flux around 20 to 40. You're trying to smear reality into a moving fog. Now put EQ 8 on it. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. If it's painfully hissy, a gentle shelf down around 10k. Then build a simple stock chain. Auto filter first. Band pass mode. Start the frequency around 400 Hz, and over time automate it up toward 2 to 4k. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2, and a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB, so it has that receiver bite. Then echo. Set the time to a quarter note or 3/16. Keep feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 200, low pass around 6 to 8k. Add just a touch of modulation so it smears, not so it swims. Then hybrid reverb. Plate or hall. Decay 4 to 9 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. And filter the reverb too. High pass somewhere between 180 and 300, low pass 7 to 10k. That stops the intro from becoming a low mid swamp. Then utility, widen it, 120 to 160%, and keep the bass mono if your version has it. If not, just make sure you're filtering the sub out of your Atmos anyway. Now the composition move, automate that auto filter frequency slowly over 8 to 16 bars. That's your dial turning moment. And here's a secret, that one slow automation, if it's tasteful, can carry the first 8 bars almost by itself. Quick advance check. Do a mono pass. Turn utility width to 0% on your Atmos bus for a moment. If the entire vibe disappears, you're relying on width instead of content. Add one mono-friendly anchor. A centered hum, a narrow room texture, or a stable tone. And that leads to another coach trick. Create one truth anchor sound. One element that stays mostly stable across the whole intro. It can be the quiet Morse-like tick, a steady hum, or a repeating two-note distant bell. When everything else automates and shifts, the listener feels like the signal is changing around something real. Step 2. Write your theme motif in the music theme group. Make a track called Theme Synth. We want 2 to 4 notes. Memorable, minimal, dub play table. Not a full melody. More like a logo. Load wave eatable. Oscillator 1. Sine or basic shapes. Oscillator 2. A subtle saw. Very low in level, just to give it some edge. Unison. Two voices, amount 10 to 20%. Keep it controlled. Filter. LP24. Put cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz and start darker than you think. We can brighten later. Set the amp envelope. Attack 20 to 60 milliseconds so it doesn't click. decay 1.5 to 3 seconds, sustain down about 6 to 12 dB, release 1.5 to 4 seconds. This makes the motif feel like it's living in air, not plucked in your face. Now add a chain, saturator with soft clip-on, drive 2 to 6 dB, coarse ensemble lightly, amount 15 to 30%, slow rate, then hybrid reverb, 3 to 6 seconds, and high pass the reverb around 250 Hz. Motif writing tips, use minor keys. F minor, G minor, A minor are common for a reason. Keep the rhythm simple, and here's the arrangement trick. Don't start your motif at bar 1, put it at bar 9. Let the listener enter the world first, then give them identity. Also think call and response. The motif calls, and then something answers. But the answer doesn't have to be another melody. It can be a radio stab, a gated noise burst, a reverse transient, a tiny artifact. That's how you stay composed without turning the intro into a whole separate song. Step 3. Create the pirate radio vocal or transmission moment in VOX/radio. Record your own voice if you can. Even a simple you're locked in or live from works. Or use public domain speech, number station style phrases. If you use MC clips, make sure you have rights. Now process it like a transmitter. EQ 8 first, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, low pass 3 to 5K. Then a narrow boost somewhere around 1.2 to 2.2K to get that AM bite and intelligibility. Then redux. Downsample to somewhere like 3 to 8K, tastefully. Keep bit reduction light. You want broadcast, not broken MP3 from hell. Then saturator, 3 to 8 dB drive. Then auto filter bandpass, with a little automation on frequency, so it wobbles like you're tuning. Then echo, 1/8 or 1/4, filtered. And then utility. And this is a really fun move. Automate width from 0% to 120% as the signal opens up. It feels like the transmitter goes from mono to widescreen when the station locks in. Arrangement move. Place the vocal slightly off-grid. For example, the last 8th note before bar 17. That makes it feel like a real interruption, like a live broadcast cutting through, not a neatly placed sample on the one. Advanced glue idea. Build a radio grit return track. Make a return called our radio grit. Put EQ 8 on it, high pass 300, low pass 4.5K, then saturator or roar if you have it, drive it until it fizzes, then back off about 20%, add mild redux, then a compressor with fast attack, medium release, getting maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now send your vocal and a couple FX into it lightly. That makes different sources feel like they're coming through the same transmitter. Step 4. Drum foreshadow. This is where most people ruin the drop by giving it away. We're not doing that. Create a track called Ghost Break. Load a break into simpler slice mode if you want fills, or classic if you want a loop texture. But the key is, filter it like a memory. Put auto filter first. High pass somewhere between 250 and 600 Hz. Start it more closed, then open it later. Resonance 0.5 to 0.9. Then drum bass. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch subtle, and boom off. No pre-drop sub, don't spend it. Then gate. Sidechain the gate from a muted 1/8 note pulse or ghost kick. You'll get a pumping, breathing effect that implies rhythm without dropping actual drums. Composition move. Tiny break fills every 8 bars. Think of them like punctuation marks. Near bar 15.4, a tiny shuffle. Near bar 31.4, a more obvious fill. Near bar 47.4, almost full band but still filtered. Each one is saying, something is coming, without actually letting the thing arrive. Step 5. Scanning FX and uplifters in the FX group. Make a track called Scan Noise. Use operator with the noise oscillator or just a static sample. Auto filter band pass. Resonance 1.0 to 1.5. Automate frequency from about 200 Hz up to 6K over 4 to 8 bars. Then add phaser flanger, slow rate, medium feedback. Then reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep it bright but controlled. Low pass around 9K. Optional but deadly. The tape stop tease. Duplicate the last bar before the drop to audio. Switch warp mode to repitch and automate transposition downward so it droops. Or do it in simpler with a pitch envelope. Pair it with a short silence, like an 1/8 note or a 1/4 note, right before the impact. That silence is the trapdoor. Step 6. Hint the sub identity without revealing the bassline. This is very important. Create a sub-hint track, operator sine wave. Play the root note, but only in tiny bursts. We're showing the audience the weapon, not firing it. On the chain, EQ 8, low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Utility, gain very low so it's felt more than heard. Optional, sidechain compressor from the Ghost Kick pattern. Place these sub-hints only at specific moments, like the last two beats of bar 32 and the last two beats of bar 48. That's it. If you put sub everywhere, your drop arrives and nothing changes. Now step 7, arrangement. Switch to arrangement view and build a 64-bar blueprint you can reuse. Bars 1 to 8, tuning and entry. Drone bed plus scan noise. Filtered, no motif yet. One distant FX hit every two bars. Keep it sparse. Let the listener step into the room. Bars 9 to 16, theme appears. Bring in the motif quietly. Add the first radio vocal, short. Hit a ghost break fill near bar 15.4. This is your first OOK. We're locked in moment. Bars 17 to 32, signal lock and identity. Repeat the motif with a slight variation, like changing the ending note. Open the Atmos filter slightly. Add a second vocal that sounds more confident. Add a subtle rim or click. Very low and filtered, just a hint of grid. Bars 33 to 48, pressure rise. Bring in uplifters and sweeps. Let the ghost break get more present, but still filtered. Now do a pro move, increase reverb size as you approach the midpoint, then pull it back near bar 48. That vacuum feeling creates urgency. It's like the room suddenly gets closer. Bars 49 to 64, gate to drop, one last vocal chop, then cut it. Add a big impact but not the drop impact. Add a microfill, a snare triplet or a break slice. Then the short silence, eighth to quarter bar, and then you're into the drop. While arranging, keep your automation disciplined. One macro per story beat. For each 8 to 16 bar block, choose one dominant change. Filter opening, distortion push, reverb shrink, width collapse, pitch drift. If everything is moving all the time, it reads like a plugin demo. You want narrative. A couple advanced spice options if you want darker energy. Try a number station tension layer. Duplicate your motif. Transpose it up one semitone. Make it very quiet and heavily bandpassed. Fade it in only on the last two beats before transitions, like before bar 17, 33, or 49. Instant paranoia without new notes. Or do a false lock fake out at bar 16 or 32. Open your bandpass too wide for one beat like you've got perfect signal. Then immediately slam it back to narrow bandpass with increased noise and maybe a touch of pitch wobble. It feels like a live transmission error, and it's incredibly believable. Now, mixing mindset. Intros should be mid-forward, not loud-forward. If it only feels exciting when you crank the volume, it won't translate in a DJ set. Aim for presence in the 800Hz to 3K range, where the motif and vocal grit live. Keep sub and low mids restrained so you have headroom for the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.